Right, how do you feel when you hear this tune? It's actually an old tune, actually. It's called Grand Vaults. We might do it as a Monday Maestro one week, why not? Anyway, it is easy to forget that the little device we carry in our hands now is more than a phone. It's not. In fact, I can't remember when I actually rung anybody off my phone last. So today I'm learning how to get the most out of your mobile phone. And joining me now is Fevzi Türkalp. Have I said that right, Fevzi?
Perfect.
Wicked. Where's that surname from? I love it.
From Cyprus.
From Cyprus, okay. So, do you spend a lot of time on your own?
Well, I am a geek, so yes.
You are a geek. Phew. Right, let's get that out of the way straight up, yeah? Okay, so what phone have you... Can I ask you what phone you've got?
Yeah, I use an iPhone 7 Plus.
Okay, so you got... Oh, of course you got an iPhone 7. You know, I'm still on an iPhone 3. I'm not really,
well,
but...
I have to say, I held out from the iPhone 4 up to this one, but...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but the thing is, I get sent phones to test all the time, so I tend to have, like, one phone that I keep for myself, but also then... I have to keep trying out different phones, so it's a bit confusing because you often don't have your calendars and everything loaded up onto
the
new phone.
A pain, yeah. Can I tell you what I do that really winds people up?
Yep.
You know, there's like a message that automatically comes up at the bottom of emails and stuff that you send on your iPhone.
Yeah, sent from my
Send, and it usually says sent from my iPhone 7.
Yeah.
Change that to an 8. People go, how do you get an iPhone 8? They're not even out yet. I go, what? Well, I've had one for ages. Have you not got an iPhone 8? That's unbelievable. So, yeah, try that, right? Do that. See how what reaction you get from people. Right, so I've got these smartphones now. Nearly everybody's got a smartphone, haven't they? What can we do with them? Because producer Julie's on today. You've never seen anybody look more awkward with a smartphone in their hand than producer Julie.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously there's the occasionally we make phone calls on them, although that's less and less. Text messaging, emailing, browsing, those are sort of the core staples. But then there's a lot more you can do. I, for example, use mine quite a lot as an ebook reader. So I download, Kindle books or other ebooks, and I read them on there. Most phones have got a text-to-speech capability, so it can read you the text. The voice is a bit mechanical, but it works. I also listen to talking books and podcasts on mine as well. So I run an app which is what they call a podcast catcher. So it allows me to subscribe to different podcasts. So when the latest BBC podcast or whatever is down, in it drops and I can have a nice listen to that. You can use your phone as an electronic wallet these days, which is quite...
Is that dangerous?
Do you know, actually, I think it can be safer. So, for example... If you look, I mean, there's Apple Pay and then there's Android and Samsung have their equivalents as well. With the Apple system, for example, you load your card details into the phone and that's then protected by a fingerprint reader. So you need a fingerprint to unlock it, which is more than a credit card. Because if you drop your credit or debit card, someone can still use it contactless without knowing anything about you. Also, when you make a transaction, normally with a credit card information, the person you're buying from gets all your information, but with Apple Pay they don't. They just get a token which is promised to pay.
Okay.
So actually, arguably, it's more secure.
Okay. What's the coolest app you've got on your phone at the moment?
Well, it depends what you mean by cool. I have a passion for making electronic music, and there was a time when I used to buy all these old retro synths on eBay from the 70s and 80s, which cost a fortune.
I got DX7, mate.
Me too.
Wicked.
My first synth.
Oh, I love it. Mine too.
1981.
Oh, so, that's like finding out we had the same BMX.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story about that offline. But you know, that was getting expensive and it was taking up space. And now, one of the things about particularly the Apple devices is that there's this whole huge range of software synthesizers available on there. So, for example, one of my favorites is something called Korg Gadget. And it's a complete electronic studio. You've got samplers, synthesizers, everything in there that you would need to make music. And you can make it on the go and then just plug it into your system and into a big studio and off you go. And I think that's really cool. I'll give you another example. There's a synth company which I guess you'll know, which is called Moog. And they make classic synths.
Yeah,
still make them. There's something called the Model 15, which if you were to go out and buy it now brand new, you can still buy them, $10,000. The app which is a very close emulation of it, is about £20.
Incredible. Absolutely yeah. incredible.
Which I think is, you know, talk about value for money. It's worth buying a phone just so you can run that.
Fevzi, will you stay with me?
I will.
That's Fevzi Türkalp, the editor of the technology website GadgetDetective.com. What do you use your mobile phone for? Let me know, but I'll be finding out Fevzi's top apps after a bit of Aloe Black and Wake Me Up. Yeah, we're finding out what you can do with your mobile phone. Text just come in. Hi, Wynn. I use my phone for the reason that it was made. Phoning. Fevzi Türkalp is here, the editor of the technology website GadgetDetective.com. Right, my little detective. They are much more than phones now, aren't they? Because they can be sleep trackers. They can tell us how many calories we've burned. As you said, we can make music on it. They're so much more, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, increasingly, they are personal assistants. They are mobile computers that are increasingly intelligent. They work as our assistants. And yes, you can make a phone call on it. But actually, one of the things that's got worse over the years with mobile phones is mobile phone call quality. And that's because, you know, mobile phone is a jack of all trades, and there's so much electronics built into it. There's no space for the aerial. And if you remember, the aerials used to be those things that look like fingers that stuck out of the top of a mobile phone.
Yeah.
No one will accept a phone that looks like that anymore. But guess what? You know what? That was a really good way of getting a signal. And that's one of the reasons why signals are so poor. And that's kind of got worse. And it's to the point where some people actually carry a £10, you know, Nokia or what have you in their pocket for calls and do everything else on the smartphone. And that's not a bad way of doing it. By the way, you know, you're playing that Nokia tune. You know the classic Nokia 3310
yeah.
is being produced again.
Well, the absolute classic
they're
one.
Making a retro version of it. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a proper phone. It's going to work and everything. And you'll be able to buy that and annoy the hell out of people with that ringtone.
Well, you know, it's an old tune. Nokia didn't invent it.
It's true.
I'll just tell you that. You say they're personal assistants. They are personal assistants unless you're Welsh. Because then they kind of go, I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said. Siri didn't understand, and all of that. They don't quite get accents, do they?
You know what? I had an Amazon Echo box fired up recently, which is one of these electronic assistants built into a speaker in your home, so it's permanently attached to the internet, and you speak to it from across the room.
Yeah.
And I've tried it with not only a variety of my bad accents, but I've tried it with friends, some of whom have got very heavy accents, and it's been remarkably good.
Ah, okay. I take it back.
So try out you know, one of the Alexa units.
They are brilliant, though.
I know, and scary brilliant as well.
Yeah, they are.
You know, one of them is a witness in a murder case in America.
Really?
Yeah, because a guy was killed in his hot tub outside, and the Amazon Echo box was out there, so they've now subpoenaed Amazon to tell them what Amazon Echo heard.
Did you hear that story? And I've got to tell you this quickly because this is a good story. That story in the States where a little girl ordered a doll's house.
Yes.
And for people that haven't heard it, basically a little girl said, Alexa, I want a doll's house. And the next thing, Alexa, she ordered a doll's house from Amazon. And then they were reporting the story on the news. And the guy said on the news, and all the little girl said was, Alexa, I want a doll's house. Yeah. And every Alexa in the country picked up on the television, yes, and started delivering doll's houses.
Yeah, Wynn, of course, you know you've just done it as well.
You know what we call her in our house?
What?
She that must not be named. Oh. So whenever we talk about her, that's when we talk about her. Anyway, right, let's find out what your top tips are for what we can do on our phone.
Okay,
Fevzi.
So I've...
Yes, you've got to wait for the music, mate.
Sorry,
come on,
mate.
This is total drama, yeah? So, Fevzi Türkalp, the editor of the technology website, GadgetDetective.com, what is your top tip?
Sorry.
Number five
is an app called TweetBot. So for those that are into their Twitter, you can use the Twitter app and it's quite good. But if you want to go sort of semi-pro with your tweets, use something like TweetBot, which is far more efficient, far more information comes to you about what's going on Twitter.
Fevzi, tip number four, please.
Well, I mentioned it earlier, Korg Gadget. It's a complete music studio on your mobile phone or tablet, now available on Apple Macs as well. It's got synthesizers of every complexion in there. It's got samplers, it's got sequences, it's got drum machines, it's got beat slicers, everything that you could want, and it literally fits in the palm of your hand.
Number three.
An app called OmniFocus. So this is something designed to help you manage your tasks and projects and so forth. You can often use the built-in reminder app, but something like this gives you projects and contexts and tasks within projects. And it's very simple to use, but also very sophisticated when you need it.
And Fevzi Türkalp, editor of the technology website GadgetDetective.com. What is tip number two?
Number two is the Audible app. So this is an app that you can use to play talking books. So these are not ebooks, these are talking books. And it's a great way of doing it. And you can listen up to a certain point on your phone or your tablet and then switch to another device such as your Alexa or whatever, and it will take over from where you left off.
And Fevzi, what is your top app?
Well, I ran out of space on my bookshelves some years ago, and it was either start throwing books away or stop buying them. And the solution I found is I started buying ebooks. So any ebook reader, I use the Kindle app. There are other ones out there that are excellent as well. It's just a great way of doing it, and you can combine it with the talking books as well, so it can read to you as it highlights the text.
We've had a question in. Would you be happy to take it?
Of course.
Hi, Wynn. Can you ask your guest, Fevzi, please, how I can get all my apps, etc., onto an SD card? I've never got enough internal memory on the phone, and I wanted to move stuff onto a memory card. Thanks, that's Jan from Esther Grenlice.
Okay, depends on the phone. So if you've got an Apple device, it doesn't take SD cards, although there are little gizmos you can plug into the Lightning port underneath, and you can transfer data across. Some smartphones, some Android smartphones have got SD cards. You can transfer them onto there as well. Also, bear in mind, it's often not the apps that take up the most space. It's often the video recordings and photos and things, and those are very easily moved across.
Fevzi, thanks very much for being my guest today. You've been absolutely brilliant. That was Fevzi Türkalp, the editor of the technology website, GadgetDetective.com. And if there's anything you would like to find out how to do, give us a call here.